Good morning, Jeff Plate, TSL.
Merry Christmas. Could I say that or also include Hanukkah and Happy Holidays to be politically correct, right?
All of the above, absolutely. Yeah.
Man, I remember you from Sabotage, having lived in Orlando for a long time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The good old days.
Oh, come on. They're better now.
Actually, they are. I can't argue with that.
Yeah. I would be lying, though, on a Gulf Coast beach in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Do you ever go back to Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area?
Well, we've been down there over the past several years because that's where our studio is.
Uh-huh.
Paul O'Neill bought the old Morris Sound studio down there in Tampa, so that's where we've been doing our work.
Now, you're from upstate New York. Montour Falls, isn't that like south of Rochester and Syracuse, Jeff?
I was born in Montour Falls. I live in a town called Horsehead. And yes, you are correct. I'm about 20 minutes south.
Man, prime lake effect snow area. No wonder you headed to Florida.
I'll take the snow. The heat and humidity in Florida, I've had enough of it.
Too much sand and beach just gets old after a while. Plus, you know, Watkins Glen is there. That's the number one party track in NASCAR.
Yes, yeah, that's within earshot of where I live.
Yeah, the bog. We got Jeff Plate joining us, who's a drummer from TSO. He's the dude with the cool long black hair, ladies say, surrounded by various medals and symbols. TSO, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. are still available. Tickets for that show, both of them, beg your pardon, the queue on the 29th. In fact, the 8 p.m. show is just about sold out, so you better get moving on that one. I'm reading here, is it true you wanted to be a pitcher for the New York Yankees?
Well, of course, when I was a kid, I mean, I lived in a rural area. We only had a couple television channels, so the Yankees were pretty much the only game in town. But yeah, when I was a kid, I was quite the jock and a pretty good baseball player.
How about Derek Jeter trading Giancarlo Stanton from Florida Marlins to your beloved Yankees? That was a heck of a move.
Well, so let me correct this here, because I'm not really a Yankees fan. My wife is from Cleveland, so you could call me an Indians fan.
Really?
More than anybody.
Whereabouts in Cleveland is your wife from?
Garfield Heights.
She's an Eastsider.
Yep.
What position did you play? Was it Little League or high school?
Little League. I was a shortstop and pitcher.
And then your hip popped out, a joint at age 12. How did that happen? That sounds painful.
Oh, my God. Boy, you've done your research. I'm not even sure. I was just running around with a friend during summer vacation, and all of a sudden my hip was sore, and next thing you know, I had four pins in my hip. I was on crutches for 6 months, and my sporting career took a serious left turn, but somewhere along the way of recovery, I discovered music, and honestly, probably the first band that really got me excited about it in Chicago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep, saw my television live at Caribou Ranch, and Chicago 7 was the first record that I ever purchased. It was probably about a summer vacation again. I was home. I was staying up late on a Friday night and watched the Midnight Special, and this little band called Kiss. On the Midnight Special, and that just put me into orbit. I was 13 years old, and from that point on, I knew exactly what I was going to do.
And the sports thing just became a distant memory. God, that sounds so just a freak accident. You're running around the bases, and all of a sudden, your hip pops out of joint at 12 years old. That sounds like devastating, man.
Yeah, it was. You know, like I said, they gave me several years of stay away from this. Like I said, in the meantime, music entered my life, and yeah, it's been that way ever since.
Jeff Plate joins us here on 98.5 NCX. TSO! Time here, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. are the two shows of the queue on the 29th, and there are tickets available more for the matinee. There is the evening performance. Hall of the Mountain King, Gutter Ballet, Edge of Thorns, plus that Japan live album from Sabotage. That's must listening. Now, Sabotage, that was a year-round playing, listening deal. You guys in TSO, they start rehearsing when? Like, in the summertime for the holiday tour, Jeff?
Well, it basically starts probably, you know, the beginning of September when we start getting the set list, the song list. And I mean, this is our 19th. I've been with TSO from the very beginning, so... So at some point, we have played almost every one of these songs live. And to our good fortune, my band over the past several years have returned. So we usually get to rehearsals at the beginning of November.
Right.
We spend a good 2.5 weeks rehearsing, and then we launch a tour.
You wear winter clothes to turn the AC inside the building up to, what, 10, 20 below to get in the mood?
Well, it doesn't last long, because once the fire and the dragons appear, then it's all over.
Yeah, the pyro is definitely good. I mean, you can almost wear shorts and a tank top inside of a TSO show because it's like 80 degrees year-round.
It's a little toasty at times.
Especially from where you're sitting there behind the drums. You're with Chris Cafferty. You're on the east of the Mississippi TSO crew, and you're traveling. I think you're almost there. Tomorrow you're in Buffalo?
Buffalo and then Philadelphia.
I'm assuming you being from the central part of upper New York State, you know, wings are probably one of your favorite food groups, right, Jeff?
No, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
And you probably went to Buffalo where they were invented back in 1964. So are you a Duff's or Anchor Bar fan for wings there in Buffalo?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not particular about either. I think they're both great. I mean, usually at the end of the show in Buffalo, we are one or the other, and they're both awesome. But yeah, we've been to the Anchor Bar several times, and it's just a great hang. It's a great atmosphere.
Buffalo is like a smaller version of Cleveland. Rochester's not too far away from you. Been there when our Lake Erie Monsters hockey team is facing for some of Merck's hockey games. You got a really cool barbecue joint there. Was it Dinosaur Barbecue?
Dinosaur Barbecue. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's an awesome, great place to go. The next time if you go to a Monsters game and they're playing the Merck's. All right, so Jeff Plate, he's on a tour bus right now. Let's get him to get back to sleep. Trans-Siberian.com, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO and more. All the info is there on the website, Trans-Siberian.com and the 3 p.m. There's more tickets available for that. 8 p.m. is just about sold out for TSO Come with the Q on the 29th. Jeff, man, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, safe travels, and we'll see you here in about 10 days.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you, sir. You bet. Bye-bye.